KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies now and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of rain today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A 53-year-old Clarinda man was killed in a plane crash in southwest Iowa's Page County on Sunday. Jack Crane, the owner of Crane Construction, left the Clarinda Airport at around 1:25 p.m. The Clarinda 911 Center got a call about a crash 2 miles southwest of Clarinda at around 1:33 p.m. And upon arrival, officers determined that Crane was the only occupant of the crashed aircraft. Clarinda Airport Manager Milo Beery said the accident appears to have been a stall-spin mishap. The FAA has been called to investigate, and Beery says while it's too early to tell, he believes something other than pilot error will be ruled as the cause of the crash. Crane, who has been a licensed pilot for anywhere from 15 to 20 years, according to Beery, has owned the BD-4 airplane for about 5 years. However, Beery says the BD-4 has only been at the Clarinda hangar for about the past 6 months. He said the plane was considered to be an experimental aircraft because it was not factory-built, rather built by an aviation enthusiast. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friend of staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
A trio of area school board meetings are scheduled for this evening. The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will gather at 5:30 at the Central Office Boardroom. Action items on their agenda include those pertaining to Piper Jaffrey bonding, following an update on the matter, some sports lighting, a budget guarantee resolution, curriculum planner, bids for chemical lawn application, lawn mowing, and the 2012-2013 school calendar, along with an early start approval. The Griswold School Board will also hold a closed session at the end of new business prior to adjournment. The CAM School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Media Center at the CAM High School in Neda. Discussion and or action items during their meeting include an update from Snyder & Associates on the multipurpose building, the 2010-2011 C&M audit, the setting of a date and time for a public hearing on approval of an early start date for 2012-2013, discussion on the budget, open enrollment applications, and resignations. And the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board will meet in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn tonight. And during that 7 o'clock session, they'll discuss and or act upon reorganization plans, various board policies, the 2012-2013 school calendar, band uniforms, whole grade sharing for the IHSAA, a contract with the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, and a sharing agreement with CAM. Elsewhere in state news, a majority of those who responded in a recent poll said they favored legislative efforts to cut commercial property taxes. The Des Moines Register's latest poll says 28% of those polled opposed the idea. 70% of Republicans who were polled favor the cuts. Among Democrats, 47% favored the cuts, compared with 38% who opposed reductions. Governor Terry Branstad says the commercial tax rates hurt Iowa's economic growth, but opponents fear the impact on city and county revenue. The poll was conducted February 12th through the 15th. It surveyed 800 Iowa adults with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Fundamental disagreements over taxing and spending policies continue to divide the two political parties in the Iowa legislature, and the disputes are a threat to derail key initiatives. Iowa's Republican governor is even at odds with his fellow Republicans on some of the key spending priorities, like a $25 million state grant program for businesses that promise to expand in Iowa. House Speaker Craig Paulson of Hiawatha, the top Republican in the Iowa House, says that money is not included in the House GOP's budget plan.
That's not a hard no, but it's we're going to have to gets more detail on it.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronsdahl of Council Bluffs suggests it's not a new concept to set aside state money for direct grants to businesses.
If you look at our state over the last 30 years, we have provided somewhere between $15 and $50 million every year for job creation through Democratic administrations, Republican administrations.
Gronsdahl says it would be a disaster to discontinue that program, as House Republicans suggest.
While some might say we shouldn't be engaged in that game, I think to unilaterally disarm when other states continue to do that, when 49 other states have those kinds of programs, I think that is foolhardy.
The top Republican in the House, meanwhile, is critical of Gronsdahl and his fellow Democrats for not considering the property tax reform plan that House Republicans have crafted.
Unquestionably, there is tax relief in that bill for every single taxpayer in the state of Iowa. Over $400 million for homeowners. And you can try to slice it up any way you want, but at the end of the day, that's just simple facts.
The Democratic leader in the Senate disputes those numbers, and Paulson says voters in November may have to decide which party has the right answer, as legislators may not be able to come up to an agreement on property tax reform. Iowa lawmakers are unsure whether to support or oppose a proposed increase in the fuel tax. The tax, which stands at 21 cents a gallon, was last raised in 1989. A Senate panel has approved a 10-cent per gallon increase, and a House panel has backed an 8-cent increase. It's difficult an issue for the lawmakers, especially Republicans, because powerful groups have taken strongly opposing views on the issue. Iowans for Tax Relief, which runs the state's largest political action committee, has been adamant that the Republicans should oppose any election year tax increase. But the Iowa Farm Bureau supports the increase, arguing that roads have deteriorated and hurt farmers who rely on them to transport their crops. House Speaker Craig Paulson says it might be a while before Republicans decide what to do. The latest Iowa poll shows three of the four Republican candidates leading President Barack Obama if the election were held today. The poll released by the Des Moines Register on Saturday night shows Texas Representative Ron Paul with the biggest lead over Obama. He's up 49% to 42%. The poll shows Rick Santorum, who won the 2012 Iowa caucuses with 48% to Obama's 44%. Mitt Romney had 46% to Obama's 44%. Both Santorum and Romney are within the poll's 4 percentage point margin of error. The poll shows Obama leading Newt Gingrich 51 to 37%. The poll was conducted February 12th to 15th. The election questions were asked of 611 likely voters. Elsewhere in the news, a 39-year-old woman has died in a collision at a rural intersection near Moscow, which is in eastern Iowa. The Muscatine County Sheriff's Office said that Mindy Lee Ann Hume of West Liberty was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say Hume was driving east on U.S. Highway 6 at around 8:30 p.m. Saturday when her minivan was struck by a southbound car that didn't halt at a stop sign. That car's driver, 19-year-old Eric Boots of Muscatine, and his passenger didn't require hospital treatment. The accident remains under investigation. A 20-year-old man wearing only underwear has been arrested at a building that houses the Polk County Prosecutor's Office in Des Moines. Joseph Edwards of Waukee was arrested early Sunday morning. Officers suspect Edwards broke into the downtown building and damaged items on several floors. Police say that shoes and blood were found inside the building. Edwards was taken to a hospital to be treated for cuts on his ankles and feet. He's been charged with second-degree burglary and criminal mischief. Online court records don't list his case just yet, so a public listing of his attorney is not currently available. And taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, Eurozone governments could finally approve a rescue package for Greece today, but finance ministers meeting in Brussels still have a few last issues to wrangle over, such as tighter controls over Greece's spending and further cuts to the country's debt load. Greece needs the $170 billion bailout to avoid bankruptcy next month. UN nuclear inspectors are starting a two-day visit to Iran. They want to meet with nuclear scientists and visit a key military facility as they try to gauge whether Iran is pushing toward making a nuclear weapon. It's the second visit in less than a month by the International Atomic Energy Agency team. A storm that dumped up to 9 inches of snow in parts of the southeast has moved out to sea, and now crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. The storm also made driving dangerous. Virginia State Police say they responded to about 700 crashes last night near Richmond. And Newt Gingrich's deputy campaign manager says he doesn't think it would be a bad thing if the battle for the Republican presidential nomination isn't settled until the party's convention in August. Vance Haley told CNN that Gingrich has tremendous staying power. He does acknowledge that the former House Speaker's candidacy would be weakened significantly if he doesn't win his home state of Georgia on Super Tuesday. News time is 8:10.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV Store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And in our funeral announcements, Pearl Elvina Peterson, age 85, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Avoca, died February 13th in Springdale, Arkansas. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Juanita Highland, age 80, of rural Panora, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Highland will be held on this afternoon at 2:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Dick Rode, age 77, of Redfield and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Dick Rode will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of arrangements. Alice Bornhoft, age 89, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bornhoft will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Ronald Purdy, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ronald Purdy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of arrangements. Jane Wessling, age 75, of Anita, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jane Wessling will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Gudrun Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Gudrun Jacobson will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Faye Fredrickson, age 93, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Faye Fredrickson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Arlene Leisted, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Arlene Leisted will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Frank Thomas Silk, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be held this coming Saturday at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Lorraine Ely, age 86, of Exira and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Lorraine Ely are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Carolyn Bonamy, age 88, of Arcadia and formerly of Manning, died Sunday at the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Carolyn Bonamy are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.